Our second feature was written by the Evening News editor, Richard Porritt. 2 years on from the COVID lockdown, he analyses the impact of the lockdown on the city. And here's Jane Evans to read it.
The shop shutters came down with a thud. The final pints were sunk with a resigned sigh, and the once bustling offices emptied. March the 23rd, 2020, is a date that will live long in the collective memory of our city. There had been warnings and hints from Number 10 for days, and a directive to avoid public places had been delivered. But speaking to officials working in Downing Street in the frantic weeks of late February and early March, the message was clear. We won't lock down. In fact, I was corrected on numerous occasions when calling it a lockdown while in conversation with government staff. Boris Johnson and his cabinet desperately did not want to close the country down. But finally, there was no choice. Death rates were leaping. Of course, at that stage, there was no clear roadmap to tackle coronavirus. Looking back on the early days of the outbreak and subsequent lockdown, a source who worked in the government at the time told the Evening News, "There wasn't panic, that's not the right way to describe it. People were scared, just like the general public were. But more than anything, there was a sense that we really had to get these decisions right. There were so many things in play, and it was clear that every decision would have far-reaching consequences. We didn't want to refer to it as a lockdown at first because, frankly, it sounded like something out of an apocalyptic Hollywood movie. But," the government source continued, "in the end, it was clear what the direction of traffic was. People were dying and not locking down would have made it worse. I strongly believe that." So could we have locked down earlier? Should we have? I think the government acted on the information it had, and I can assure people that everyone was working flat out to get it right. Those first days after the world seemed to stop were eerie. The city became a ghost town. Not only was everything closed, but people were mandated to stay indoors for 23 hours of the day. Norwich felt like a police state, and all this had happened so quickly that there was a palpable sense of shock in the city. Business bosses were left with a conundrum. Should they stand still and hope furlough would save them, or pivot and continue to trade? For the bigger firms based in Norwich, the initial problem was how to ensure hundreds of staff could work from home. And for those that didn't have IT that was up to standard, there needed to be expenditure and training. One city firm had planned to roll out video meeting training to all staff by the end of 2020. But by the middle of that April, everyone was up to speed with the new tech. And the pandemic also pressed fast forward on the work from home revolution. Offices will never be as full as they once were. For smaller firms, many decided to change and some never went back. The desire and stoicism of those business owners and their staff must never be underestimated. When the lockdown hit, I predicted a raft of closures and I was happily wrong. Our city refused to stop. Norwich refused to shut down. We just found a safe way around the restrictions. And now, 2 years on, I believe we are in many ways stronger for the horrors of the pandemic. When lockdown eased and the sun came out in the summer of 2020, folks wandered by the river or in the parks and started to say hi. There was a relief and a camaraderie. There was a palpable feeling of togetherness. And that remains. So far, 255 people from Norwich have lost their lives to COVID. The killer might not be as potent as it was, but the virus is still stalking our streets. For those who have suffered, the victims, the bereaved, those who lost jobs and the children who missed school, we owe it to move on and move forward. This city wasn't beaten by the plague. When the skies were dark with Nazi bombers, we cleared up and carried on. And history will recall how, after 2 years of death, illness and lockdowns, Norwich rose again.